thanks very much. And I'm pleased to have the opportunity to speak on this iconic artwork. And you won't find too many union offices around the country that don't have copies of or a print of this on their union walls, because Tom Roberts shearing the rams is deservingly one of the most iconic images of work from the period of early European settlement in this country. Its scenario, dominated by the figure of a shearer bent over a sheep in the foreground, instantly evoked the muscular frontier spirit of the young Australian nation and helped to establish the image of the outback as being the real Australia. When Roberts set out to paint Shearing the Rams in 1890, European settlement in Australia was just a tick over a century old. Federation was still a decade away. And shearing sheds like the one of the vast Brockleby sheep station in the Riverina, which Roberts depicted in this painting, were the engine rooms of the young Australian economy. Wool grown on stations in the outback and shipped to textile mills in England, north of Midlands, was our number one export. Tens of thousands of men earned their livelihood and supported their families through shearing. And although carefully composed, Shearing the Rams actually captures the essence of shearing at that time. And as you can see, it depicts that it was hard physical labour, bent over for hours on end, wrestling with large, angry rams in sheds that were hot and dusty and poorly ventilated. Shearers used dangerous sharp instruments to ply their trade. Workplace injuries were quite commonplace. But there's no hint in this painting of the dramatic changes that were taking place on sheep stations around Australia at that time. By 1890, the Australian Shearers Union could boast tens of thousands of members who were organising and agitating and demanding better pay and conditions from the squatters who were made rich from their labour. There'd been sporadic outbursts of industrial action around the colonies. But in February 1891, 1 year after Roberts' painting was unveiled to the public, the ultimate showdown took place when shearers in Logan Downs went on strike when their employer attempted to wedge them from their union. And their demands included continuation of existing rates of pay and protection for workers' rights. And the strike had quickly spread across the state, and it was met with fierce and sometimes violent opposition from employers, irrespective of what the Herald Sun wants to depict, and continued through in autumn. Now, as mentioned, that the strikers were ultimately unsuccessful and they did return to work. But their failure prompted the labour movement to turn its attention to parliamentary politics as a means of advancing the interests of working people. This led to the formation of the Australian Labor Party underneath the Tree of Knowledge at Barkaldine, northwest of Brisbane. And from the labour movement, we have many of the things that today make up the tenets of Australian way of life. The minimum wage, equal pay, superannuation, the age pension, universal access to healthcare and education, just to name a few. Now, Tom Roberts' painting does capture a moment in time. But even then, as Roberts was portraying workers in outback shearing sheds in 1890, the Australian economy and society was undergoing transformation. Australia was rapidly becoming an urbanised society based around coastal cities. Two-thirds of the population were already living in those cities. Fledgling manufacturing and service industries were emerging, and gradually, wool and agriculture would recede in importance both to the economy and as the providers of work. Unionism was an essential element of Australian society from early on. The Australian Shearers Union, which is the precursor of the modern Australian Workers Union, was formed near Ballarat in 1886. But even earlier, masonry workers in Melbourne had won the 8-hour day in 1856. So unions have been an intrinsic part of Australian life ever since. So it is tempting to speculate, if Roberts was alive and painting today, what would he choose as his subject? Perhaps he might fly to the remote Pilbara, where men and women, just as tough and uncompromising as those shearers, sweat under the harsh northern sun to dig iron ore out of the ground for shipment to China and other parts of the world. Now, the Australian economy is driven by those mineral exports, just as the economy back then when that picture was painted relied on wool exports. But today's miners and labourers are using high-tech tools and equipment, and their struggles remain the same as those of the shearers. Same issues. Decent pay, decent conditions, safe workplaces, respect and rights at work, and job security. And the life of a fly-in, fly-out mining worker is not too dissimilar to the itinerant shearers. And the role and makeup of unions has also changed immensely since the days of the shearers' strike and Tom Roberts' painting. Over subsequent decades from the 1890s, many battles were fought and won. Battles for weekends, battles for penalty rates, for sick leave, annual leave, for protection from unfair dismissal, equal pay, workers' compensation, and superannuation. And the wages and conditions enjoyed by the workers of today are the result of the sacrifices and fights of their predecessors. And so it is our challenge to ensure that today's workers are aware of that heritage and are aware that those wages and conditions were not delivered to workers on a platter by benevolent bosses, or they weren't handed down through benevolent governments. These conditions have been hard fought for, and they can just as easily be taken away. Now, over that period, of course, unions have changed as well. The influence and power of the shearers today is a shadow of what it was when this painting was done. The tough as nails and laconic shearer was a typical unionist of Tom Roberts' day. Today's archetype is just as likely to be a young, university-educated female childcare worker. But the values of unions, fairness, equality, justice, they haven't changed. Now, some would argue, with the battles of the past having been won, there is no role for unions in the modern workplace, but of course, they would be wrong. New fights loom on the horizon. The notion of a minimum wage and penalty rates are being directly challenged by employers and a conservative government. And alongside traditional concerns like a decent wage and a safe workplace, modern workers face new challenges. New challenges of casualisation of the workforce, insecure employment, the blurring of your traditional work and non-work hours, technological change, the squeeze of balancing work and family, not just the demands of children, but the pressure of caring for ageing parents. Now, the modern Australian economy is, of course, far more diverse than the economy at the time of the shearing of the rams. And so it is important that we should be planning for life after the mining boom. I mean, just as we could not ride forever on the sheep's back, Australia cannot always be just a quarry or a farm or simply a nice place to visit. And time doesn't stand still. And the transformation of the Australian economy is always changing and it's continuing. Now, several years of a high currency driven by the mining boom have had a dramatic effect on domestic manufacturing and services. And today we are going through major structural change forced upon us by the sustained high value of the Australian dollar, the impact of free trade, technological change, and changing government approaches to industry policy. And today's economic challenges are different, but no less compelling than those of previous generations. They include the rise of insecure work, the growing inequality, improving productivity growth, spreading the benefits of the mining boom, tackling climate change, the rise of Asia, and preventing the hollowing out of our manufacturing base. Now, unions are ready to play a part in how we deal with today's challenges and changes, but it is our strong belief that they are best confronted through collaboration between government, industry and workers, represented by their unions. And the future of the Australian economy and workforce must be planned with involvement from all stakeholders, not only the narrow vested interest of the big end of town. And it has to be done, as I said, through engagement and not through confrontation. So as I look at Roberts shearing the rams, I believe that every Australian owes a debt of gratitude to the courageous members of the Australian Shearers Union who embarked on that doomed strike action in 1891. Because they stood up for what they saw was right. They wanted nothing more than a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, a roof over their head and food on their table. And just as importantly, a quota of respect and dignity at work. But they took a stand not just for themselves. They did it for a better life, for a better future. And a way of life that is uniquely Australian. And that much has not changed in the intervening 123 years. Workers acting collectively have a proud history in this country, and the union movement has been the clearest and strongest expression of the values of the Australian people. And in the face of attacks that have attempted to break our spirit and reduce our power, unions have never deviated from fighting for fairness at work and equal opportunity, and for the wealth of the nation to be shared to the benefit of all. This is what the Shearers stood for then, and it's certainly what we are standing up for now. Thanks very much.